Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Trish Crapo, and Tom Ashley from Dancing Bear Farm in Leiden. Is this a Grateful Dead reference?
No, it's not.
Okay, because you are wearing an all Beatles shirt and some Beatles shoes. Is there any sort of musical...
Love music.
But is there a reason behind that name, Dancing Bear? Did you name it?
It's one of those stories.
It's not a great story.
I know.
It came from a postcard.
Okay.
A chorus line of Dancing Bears.
Well, all right. We'll go move on to the next thing there. But what astounded me when you guys came into the studio is that there is a pumpkin that is not carved.
Scarred.
The Red Sox logo, but yes, scarred with the Red Sox logo.
Did that pumpkin get into some street fight or something?
The pumpkin is scarred by how bad the Red Sox season has been this year, and I think that's what scarred it and blazoned the B on there. But how did that happen?
You cut it when it's growing, when it's still green and small.
You just put whatever pattern you want in there, and then it grows out that
yes.
way. So it's like pre-carving your pumpkins.
That's right.
Get ready for Halloween early this year. When do you do it? Like what month?
You have to do it before August. I do peace pumpkins mostly.
Oh.
And I do.
Are you sure it's not a Grateful Dead theme of this whole Dancing Bear thing?
I like the Grateful Dead.
But you grow more than just pumpkins at Dancing Bear Farm, right?
We grow 50 varieties of heirloom tomatoes, garlic, onions, peppers, figs.
Mm-hmm. And you brought a lot of figs.
I did.
I don't understand. I mean, how do you grow figs in Western Massachusetts?
Well, you can grow it. We have a greenhouse. The mother trees are planted in the ground in the greenhouse. And you can grow them in pots, large pots to bring in. They won't take the winter here.
And you even have a handy dandy little pamphlet that comes with it from Dancing Bear Farm that says, I can grow a fig? Question mark. Let's eat the fig then.
There's a black, a Turkish brown, and a white.
And a Newton.
And a Newton.
No, there's no Newton.
I sell them in Newton.
You actually do sell figs in Newton.
I do.
How did that happen?
Just too cool an idea to pass up.
Was that the first place that you wanted to go sell your figs? Newton?
In Newton? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm going to do this for the gag.
Yeah.
Is that basically what it came down to? That's what I would have done. Tom Ashley from Dancing Bear Farm in Leiden. And Trish Crapo, what do you do with the farm?
Mostly I get to eat what Tom grows.
What do you like the best of what he grows?
I really love the figs. We also brought a garden peach tomato, which is my favorite tomato.
Make up its mind. Is it a tomato?
Well,
is it a peach?
It has
like a peach fuzz on it. And
yeah.
It's yellow, and the inside looks just like a tomato. Does it have anything to do with actual peaches? It's not hybridized in any way, right? It just, apart from the fuzz.
It just feels like a peach on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I like a farmer who likes to eat what he grows.
I like a farmer who likes to know the textures of it, man.
Right.
How it feels. See, I'm told there's a dead, you're channeling a dead vibe whether you want to be. Dancing Bear Farm. Okay, so, and what are these other things? I know I've had them before, but they look like little paper lanterns that you would light that would go flying up into the sky, but...
That is a husk tomato or a ground cherry.
But they're not cherries. They're more tomatoes, right?
It's in the tomato family. You taste it and tell me whether you think it's a tomato or not.
Okay, and I don't eat
the
paper.
Don't eat the husk unless you're on a high-fiber diet.
I've got the figs, so I don't think I need that. It's sweeter than a regular tomato.
Very sweet.
I would believe that it was a hybrid of a cherry and a tomato, but it definitely tastes sweeter than even cherry tomatoes do.
It's like a little tropical fruit.
Yeah.
Like almost like pineapple.
And do they grow on the ground or is it just
they
a clever
grow
name?
They sprawl out on a vine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you pick them when they fall off. That's why they're called ground
cherries.
And don't
you kind of lie down on the ground?
I lie down on the ground. You pick up the vine and you scoop in what's fallen off.
Yeah.
So when you go to a farmer's
very
market
labor-intensive.
And you see how much they cost, it's
that's
because
why.
People are slithering around on the ground.
You could call it slithering around. I call it lazing around. Stand up and lean over and pick them up. When I used to landscape, anytime I would be doing anything like planting, if they saw me sitting doing it, go on your knees and do it.
So where would we, taste or find some of these incredible items on our plate or in our shopping bags?
Around here, I'm at the Bernardston Farmers Market. You can find cherry tomatoes at the Greenfields Market. Sometimes we're at the Hope and Olive. Figs will probably end up at Greenfields Market and sometimes at Hope and Olive if they ever ripen up this year.
I must say, with the name Dancing Bear Farm, even though you're trying to say that there's no Grateful Dead connection, you have like a total mellowing effect over me. I'm ready to lie down on the ground at your farm and just be like, I'm going to pull up all these little ground cherries, man. Tom Ashley and Trish Crapo from Dancing Bear Farm and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.